Hello and welcome to Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website. In the Vix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Vix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Vix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Rube Blum. The connection between Rube Blum and Vix Beiderbecke is that in 1925, the Sioux City Six made a couple of recordings, and both Vix and Rube Blum were included in that group. Rube Blum was born in New York on April 24, 1902, and died also in New York on March 30, 1976. He was a pianist and a composer. Apparently, he was self-taught and became a very, very good pianist at an early age. By 1919, he was already working as an accompanist for vaudeville shows. He was 17 years old only. He recorded with a great number of bands, Arkansas Travelers, the Cotton Pickers, the Hottentots, Ray Miller, the Redheads, Ben Selvin, the Tennessee Tutors. He was also accompanying vocalists such as Ruth Etting, J.C. Flippin, Annette Henshaw. He made many arrangements for a bunch of publishing companies in the 1920s. He also made recordings as a soloist. All right. I forgot to mention that he also had his own band, and at one point he called the band the Bayou Boys, and some of the boys there were Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Adrian Rollini. Okay, well, let's get started with the music. I would like to start with some very early recordings that include Rube Blum. This will be from December 4th, 1924, the Cotton Pickers playing Prince of Wales, and the Cotton Pickers were Roy Johnson on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Larry Abbott on clarinet, Frank Trombauer on C Melody Sax, Rube Blum on piano, Frank DiPrima on banjo, Louis Sassine on brass bass, and Ward Archer on drums. I will follow that with the Jacksonville Gal, which was recorded on February 6, 1925 by the same identical group. So let's listen then to Rube Blum with the Cotton Pickers in 1924 and in 1925. Thank you. I changed my mind. Instead of playing Jacksonville Gal, I'm going to play those Panama Mamas from April 19, 1925. The composition of the band is the same. The exception is that Louis Chassagne plays bassoon here. It is interesting that half of the members of the Sioux City Six were present in the last two recordings, Frank Trombauer, Miff Maul, and Rube Bloom. All right, let's go on now to 1926, January 8th, and I'd like to get in a couple of recordings by the Hottentots, consisting of Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Maul on trombone, Jimmy Lytle on clarinet, Rube Bloom on piano, Vic Burton on drums, and perhaps Tony Colucci on banjo. And the two numbers that I want to play are Pensacola and Nobody's Rose. So let's listen then to Rube Bloom with the Hottentots in 1926. Thank you. In the early WBIX programs, I used to get in almost in every program a number or two by Big Spider back. I haven't done that for quite a while. Maybe I should go back to that scheme. And I'm doing that today. I'll play a couple of recordings that include Big Spider back. But keeping with the theme of Rube Bloom, I would play the recordings made by the Sioux City Six on October 9, 1924. And these are Flock of Blues. The composer is Rube Bloom, and I'm glad the composer is Trom Bauer. Now, I believe this is the record in which it is thought, at least Randy Sankey mentioned in his booklet on Vix, that perhaps the labels were reversed because Flock of Blues nominally is not a slow number. I'm glad that nominally is a slow number. So perhaps the labels were reversed. Anyway, the six members of the Sioux City Six were Bix on cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Rube Bloom on piano, Min Liebruck on the brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums. So let's listen then to Rube Bloom with Bix and the Sioux City Six in 1924.
Thank you.
In the next number that I'm going to play, Rube Bloom wears three hats. He plays piano, he's a composer, and he takes the vocal. This is from June 14, 1928, Joe Venuti's Blue Four with Don Barry on baritone sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Rube Bloom on piano and vocal, Eddie Lang on guitar, Paul Grasselli or Justin Ring on drums. The title of the song is The Man from the South. And I will follow that with the recording of Pretty Tricks, same day, same band. So let's listen then to Rube Bloom with Joe Venuti's Blue Four in 1928.
In his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South. This great big man from the South had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the South. Play it, son. Thank you.
I would like to turn to Rube Bloom as accompanist, and I'll bring in two numbers by my favorite singer, female singer from the 1920s, Annette Henshaw. This is, in fact, from 1930. It's Gay Ellis and her sizzling syncopators. Gay Ellis was one of the pseudonyms that Annette Henshaw used. And the syncopators are Manny Klein on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone. There is a clarinet player who doubles on violin. Adrian Rollini is on bass saxophone and gufus. Rube Bloom is on piano. This is from May 5th, 1930. First telling it to the daisies, and then I've got it, but it don't do me no good. So here is Rube Bloom with Annette Henshaw and her sizzling syncopators in 1930.
Why am I so bashful, so afraid to part with a lot of loved ones locked up in my heart? For the want of courage, foolishly I tried to conceal what I reveal by a countryside. Telling it to the daisies, hoping they'd tell you too. Pouring my heart out to them, but it never gets back to you. What do I do on Sunday under those lonely skies? Same as I do on Monday, but they never do put you wise. Oh, I'm so in love with you, and oh, I fear you're never gonna know. Unless the birdies tell you so. I know I'm wasting a lot of love time, time and again I'm blue. Telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you. It's easily seen that I'm shy, words just miss. when I'm feeling like this, my tongue is tied. I keep on wasting my love time just waiting for you. That's all I do, telling it to the daisies, but it never gets back to you. That's all. Every time I get a brand new sweetie, I'm up in the clouds, I'm flying high. Then the boyfriend picks the sweetest sweetie. I don't seem to get a break, I wonder why. I'm a lonesome little babe in the woods. I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I can't hold a man the way that I should. I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I know that I'm young and so ambitious. Why should I waste my charms? I've got a lot of loving. Who's got the lip and all? I'm a gal that's just been misunderstood. I've got it, but it don't do me no good. Yes, I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I'm a lonesome little Red Riding Hood. Mr. Wolf won't play the way that he should. No, no, I've got it, but it don't do me no good. I'm like a barrel of rare old sherry, longing to meet its fate. I want somebody married who wants to dissipate. Oh, I'm afraid that I might age in the woods. I know that I've got it, but it don't do me no good.
Well, I would like to finish the segment on Rube Bloom by playing his very advanced composition entitled Soliloquy. And the version that I want to play is by Don Voorhees and his orchestra, recorded on September 6, 1927, with Don Voorhees directing, Red Nichols on cornet, Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Moore on trombone, Bill Trone on mellophone, Phil Gleason and Fred Murrow on clarinet, alto sax, soprano sax, Paul Cartwright on clarinet, tenor sax, soprano sax, Lenny Hayton on piano, Joe Raymond on violin, Dick McDonough on guitar, banjo, Jack Hanson on brass bass, and Vic Burton on drums. So let's listen then to Soliloquy, a composition by Rube Bloom, as played by Don Voorhees and his orchestra in 1927.
Thank you.
very interesting composition, isn't it? Well, in the last program, I mentioned that I was going to play one track from a long play entitled Davenport Blues, Dill Jones Plays Bix and Others. And I'm going to play that today. And the side that I want to play is Candlelights, a composition by Bix Beiderbecke. So here is Dill Jones playing Bix Beiderbecke's Candlelights.
Thank you. That could well be Bix's most complete, most fulfilled composition, and it was a very good interpretation by Dil Jones. Well, that ends the program, so let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.